youth clubs will stop. Some youth clubs will have to dramatically cut back their service. That means that if there's no youth clubs, you've got young people on the street because they congregate. They want to be together. They want to be with their friends. That means that there's a heightened awareness of young people in the street, which means that the police get more calls. You know, I can't go into the park because there's teenagers hanging about. I can't go into my local corner shop because there's teenagers hanging about in the street corner. So while the council saved a pound, it's actually costing more than that elsewhere.
That doesn't seem like that big a price to pay, you know, young people having to kind of entertain themselves a bit more. Is that the worst of it?
No, you're disaffecting young people. You're disaffecting people. You're saying to people that actually you're not worth our investment and our care. So it's not just young people. It's adults who have... You know, if you've got a group of older people who meet together for a lunch in a centre twice a week, those older people have actually got social support, they've got peer groups, they're actually meeting people that they come out on a regular basis, whereas they might actually not have that, you know, in an informal way. It has to be organised for them. They also might be carers for a partner, and that means that you're getting some respite. There's a whole amazing impact. It's a ripple effect, and it really does bite on people's immediate lives and the quality of their life.
And when are we going to see those effects? Are we going to see those effects?
I think if cuts go ahead, we'll be seeing those effects within the next 6 months. I would say that you'd be starting to see them within 6 months. Some immediately, because if you've immediately got to cut 5% off, and that means you've got to cut services, which might mean you have to cut your staff back, then you have to start that immediately. So therefore, for some of the cuts, it'll be immediate. For some, it'll be further down the line. You know, that other organisations are having to pick up crisis intervention stuff as opposed to preventative stuff.
Okay. Now, the council does have this budget deficit and it needs to make savings. You know, you could make the argument and say, well, everyone's got to absorb the pain. What would you say in response to that?
Most of the voluntary sector have been absorbing the pain for the last 3 years. They've at the very least had standstill grants. Some of them have had real cuts, but even a standstill grant is a cut. So this is actually not the first year that they're facing cuts. This is the third and the fourth year that they're facing cuts. That's why we're now saying services are going to be reduced.